friends, I call you friends intentionally because you're through the internet, through the radio programming. St. Matthew's Evangelical Lutheran Church of Bergenfield, New Jersey is dedicated to Christ and His church. Now, when we speak of His church, we're not talking about an esoteric, ethereal, something in the air concept. When St. Matthew's Evangelical Lutheran Church talks about the church, we are talking about the physical church, the earthly church, the church that you can see and you can visit and you can experience. Now, I know, that there will be many who say, well, you know, the church is a broken vessel. I would suggest to you that it is not a broken vessel. Rather, the Church of Jesus Christ on earth is a vehicle for broken people to, in their own brokenness, reach out and help other broken people in their brokenness with a helping hand, an encouraging word, and physical support. Now, you notice I use the word physical support. I'm going to address that first. I have been in the ministry since 1972. And I've been the pastor of St. Matthew's Evangelical Lutheran Church in Bergenfield, New Jersey, since 1973. And I've met many people who want to tell me about the spiritual. They want to tell me about the ethereal. They want to tell me about the philosophical. They want to tell me about all kinds of things that don't have to do with the physical. I share with you today my concern about that because I live in the world with people of the world and who themselves are experiencing the difficulties to be experienced when you are physically in the world. And I know that it's nice to say, be comforted. It's nice to say, be happy. It's nice to say, be forgiven. It's nice to say, be empowered, and the like more. Years ago, a woman walked into my church who I had never seen before. She was a fine woman. I don't know anything about her before she walked into my church, and sadly, I know nothing about her after she left my church. But she said to me, Pastor Schoenfeld, help me. St. Matthew's Evangelical Lutheran Church, help me. It was a Monday. The people of the church had worshiped the day before. Most of them had returned to work. Some of them had gone on vacation and the like. And the woman said to me, I am being evicted from my house, and my child and I and my husband are trying to handle it. I honestly tell you, I did not know exactly what to do, but the words of Jesus, help even the least of these, my brethren, came to me. And so in the name of the people of St. Matthew's physical congregation, a congregation with a building and property and a worship space and a pastor and an organist and a choir and all that good stuff, I said to myself and I said to this woman, yes, I will help you. I went down the street, maybe a half a mile, and on the lawn in front of a whole bunch of houses was every physical possession that this woman and this man had. And in the yard, there was a boy and a girl. Forgive me if my heart breaks and my voice breaks. Because there was this boy and this girl. And through no fault of their own, through no harm of their own, they were experiencing great difficulty. They were being thrown out of their house. At this point, there was a truck. And from the front of the truck came a man. And the man said to me, "I am the owner of the house. And I really don't want to do this. And for 6 months, I have done my best not to do it. But," he said, "these good people, and I don't have any animosity toward them," he told me, "they can't pay the rent. They can't even pay part of the rent. And they have not paid me any of the rent for 6 months. And he said, "Reverend, before you judge me, let me just tell you, I am paying for this truck. I am paying for the movers to move their stuff, their furniture, their bedding, and the like, out of the house. And I am not back charging them because I have not been paid for 6 months. And I'm going to absorb that cost. But you know what? I can no longer absorb the cost." And I reached out to this man, and I embraced him with a hug. And as my lips met his ears, I said, "Thank you. Thank you. Not judge you, not damn you, not curse you, but thank you. Because I do not know if he was a Christian or a Jew or whatever, but he had gone the extra mile 6 times. And even on this day of eviction, he was going the extra mile yet again. And so I helped this family to pack up the truck. What did they pack it up with? Well, actually, nothing. There was some bedding, but it wasn't very good bedding. There was some furniture, but it was not very good furniture. There were some boxes, and as I looked into the boxes, I realized there was nothing of value to anybody else in the boxes. But to them, it was the stuff of their lives. And again, I know my voice cracks, and I apologize for that. The little boy and the little girl played among the boxes and did their best to handle a very difficult situation. At this point, a man and a woman, rather elderly, maybe 70 or 75 years old, approached me and said, "We are the parents of the mother. And we've tried our best to help them with money and support these many years, not even the last 6 months, but these many years." And they said to me, "But we can no longer do it. We don't have the resources to help them. Maybe you can help them. And so it was that as we packed the truck, I said to the wife, "Where is your husband?" Now, this may come as a shock to anyone who listens to the story, but this woman said to me, "My husband is not here. He is at the new place getting that ready." Now, at first, my reaction was quite negative. Being a guy, I thought that the guy should be there to help with the family. But I put aside that judgment until another time, because the immediate scene needed to be handled. And so we packed the truck and we packed the children into the car. And at a certain point in time in the late afternoon, middle afternoon, we took a long journey, many, many miles, I think probably about 30 miles, to the new place that they had been able to get. I don't know how they got it. I think it had to do with the mother and the father and some savings accounts and some IRA account and some little bit of money that the father of the father of the mother had. And so, but it was a second story building. And I said to them, "How are we going to get all this stuff up there?" And she said to me, the mother, "I don't know. Maybe you can help me." And as I looked once again at the little yard behind this house, 30 miles from the original place, I saw the boy and the girl doing their best to play and to cope and to handle what they knew was a disaster for them and their family. And so, for the rest of the afternoon, I helped them carry their meager stuff, but much meager stuff, not a little meager stuff, but lots and lots and lots of meager stuff, really junk, actually, up the stairs. But to them, treasure. To them, their possessions. To them, the stuff of their lives. And so, at about 5 o'clock or so, 6 o'clock, it was a summer day, thank God, we finished erecting the beds, the bunk beds, the steel bunk beds for the children. And we emptied the truck and carried the stuff up the stairs. And as I prayed with them, and I did pray with them, and as I shared with them the message of Jesus, and as I blessed them with the blessing of the Lord bless you and keep you, the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you, the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, I went out, and the little girl followed me. She had pierced ears. And in her pierced ears, there were plastic earrings. Not gold, not silver, not diamonds, not steel, not iron. Plastic earrings. Through her pierced ears. Maybe she was 10 years old. And she came up to me as I was getting into my car, and she said, "I don't know you. I will probably never see you again." And then she reached into her ear and she took off the plastic backing and took out from her tiny pierced ear one plastic earring. One plastic earring. And she reached over to me, and by God's grace, I reached out with an open palm and received into my hand one small plastic earring from a 10-year-old girl who had just been evicted from her home. And she said to me, "Thank you for helping us. I love you. Thank you for helping us. I love you." I know that maybe you would say there were so many other things to do, there were so many possibilities. Maybe you would even judge me and say I did not do enough. But there was nothing else to do but to accept the plastic earring, to reach out to this little girl, to bend my knees to the ground so I could be the same size as she was, to reach my arms around her small and fragile body, and to say, "Thank you. Thank you. I love you. God loves you." And for those few moments of existential time, for those few seconds of ticking, tocking time, in that place, 30 miles from where we started, reality happened. Truth happened. A person and another person, one 10 years old, one at that time 50 years old. The 50-year-old on his knees in the grass behind a tenement house. The 10-year-old standing so she was the same size, embracing in a moment of time, existential time, and appreciating each other and wishing and hoping and praying for each other God's blessing and God's love. I did not see the family again. They were 30 miles away. I commended them to the work and the missionary efforts of another pastor, and I understood over time that he enrolled them in his church, he helped them, he helped the husband to gain employment, he helped the wife to put her life together because it was a shambles, and he helped that little girl, that little boy, to join the church, to join the choir, to go to Sunday school, to be enrolled in the local public school, and to achieve, as far as I know, the success that any person would expect. Were they doctors or lawyers? I have no idea. Because over time, I forgot them. Why? Because there were so many others, and because I was actively engaged in the name of St. Matthew's Evangelical Lutheran Church in helping others. Why I tell you this story is because I want you, my listeners, to hear it, to know what we are about. St. Matthew's is a tiny congregation, merely a speck of its former self, once a mighty, vibrant, thrilling congregation of worshipers, now in today's world, a small missionary congregation. But nonetheless, we have not lost our spirit, we have not lost our vision, we have not lost the strategy of mission. We look outward and not inward. We don't lament and cry about ourselves because there are many others than ourselves who need help. And so we are dedicated and committed in the name of Jesus to reach out. In the present world, we reach out through the ministry of radio. We reach out through a ministry of radio far away, actually, a terrestrial radio program published by WKRI, the call letters that the FCC has given us, WKRI Low Power FM in Richmond, Kentucky. And we reach out through the internet, through Christian Church Radio. And we reach out through Facebook and through Twitter. We ourselves as a congregation are now a oratory or a chantery, which is to say that our congregation does not have a normal congregational, social, Sunday school, choir, programs, ladies' aids, men's aids, bowling leagues, all that. Rather, St. Matthew's is now a praying congregation. We have always been a praying congregation, a worshiping congregation. So our major focus, our central focus is, in terms of ourselves, to worship, to come together on Sunday, to listen and to sing and to pray and to ask of God his blessing and his direction. And then to go out into the world to help and to assist and to encourage and to support other people, even as I did that day so long ago. And I ask you, as you listen to this, that you would, at the very least, well, first, let me say the first thing. As you listen to this on the internet or the radio, thank you. Thank you for even bothering to listen. Because there are so many millions and tens of millions and hundreds of millions who have stopped their ears and no longer listen, have covered their eyes and no longer see, have stopped the compassion of their heart and have become hard-hearted and selfish. So thank you for listening. God bless you, even for just that. God bless you, even for just that. But beyond that, to say to you, I ask you to pray for us. I don't mean that you say you pray for us. I don't mean to say that you intend to pray for us. I don't mean to say that you want to pray for us. I'm asking you to actually pray for us, to bow your head, to fold your hands, to lift up your voice, to speak out loud, God bless St. Matthew's Evangelical Lutheran Church of Bergenfield, New Jersey, and its ministry of outreach of help to other people. To say those words, to speak them out loud, to pray them in your mind and your heart. And when the thought comes into your mind of this radio program that you heard, to say, God bless St. Matthew's Evangelical Lutheran Church of Bergenfield, New Jersey, and its program of mission and ministry to others. We need your prayers. We want your prayers. We ask for your prayers. And you knew I was coming here. You know I'm always going to come here because it's true. We need your financial support. So, oh, here we go. The pastor asked for the money. Yes, yes, the pastor asked for the money. Here we go. The church puts out his hand asking for the money. Yes, the church puts out his hand asking for the money. Why? On that day, so long ago, the woman needed help. The girl and the boy needed help. The husband and the grandparents needed help. And they went hither and yon and back and forth, and there was no one to help them because people were busy. People were working. People were going to the grocery store. People were involved in their own lives. And so she came to the church, not the church spiritual, not the church ethereal, not the church in the sky, not the church as a concept, not the church as an idea, but the real church, the physical church, the actual church, a building, a pastor, a congregation. And she said to them, "Help me. Help my children. Help my family. Help me now and today." And because there was a building, and because there was a congregation, because there was a pastor, and because the pastor and the congregation and the building existed in time and space, actual, tangible, physical place, not the church in the sky, not the church in your mind, not the church in your heart, but the real church, the church that exists in time and space. Who would she have turned to if there was no church in time and space? People would say to her, "God bless you. God help you. God love you. I'll pray for you." But what good is that when you need someone to pack the truck and to drive the 30 miles, and to unpack the truck, and to set up the bed and the mattress and the dresser? And what good is that when the little girl says to you, "Thank you for helping me," and takes her little plastic earring and hopes that you will open your hand and receive it? Because that moment in time for that little girl, when she reached in her ear and took out her plastic earring and gave it to me, was for her, a moment of time that can never be reproduced by any spiritual, conceptual, philosophical, in your heart church. It needed a real church, a real body, a real person, something physical and tangible. And I thank God that I had the opportunity to be there when help was needed. And so I ask you to help. And if you can, I ask you to send us a donation. What, I'm not going to say $5 or $10 or $50 or $1,000. That's up to you. That's up to you. I ask you to help us because we need your help, because we are reaching out to you through this broadcast, because we are asking you today, help us so that we can help others in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Maybe you've always thought of doing something. Maybe you've always thought there was an opportunity. Maybe you've always thought, if only I could, if only I could. Well, you can. You can help us. You can pray for us, really and truly, not thinking about us and wishing about us and hoping about us, but praying. Jesus, bless St. Matthew's Evangelical Lutheran Church of Bergenfield, New Jersey, to carry out the ministry of help in your name to others. And then, if God has blessed you, to write a check and to send it to us at St. Matthew's Evangelical Lutheran Church, or St. Matthew's Lutheran Church, 173 North Washington Avenue, like the president, Washington Avenue, in Bergenfield, Bergenfield, Field, Bergenfield, Bergenfield, New Jersey, 07621, and help us. If you care to look on their Facebook or the internet, You can type in our name, St. Matthew's Evangelical Lutheran Church of Bergenfield, New Jersey. And there you will witness a little tiny, itsy-teensy bit of the reality of our physical church. And if you are local, then join us and be part with us to pray because we are a praying church, and to worship because we are a worshiping church, and to love because we are a loving church. My friends, thank you. I think we've said all that can be said in this broadcast. I want to lift up my heart to you, that God in His grace would bless you, that God in His grace would look upon you with His favor, with God's favor, and that God in His goodness would give you His countenance forever and ever. Peace, shalom. The shalom Yahweh. Thank you for listening, and God bless. I'm Pastor Fred, St. Matthew's, Bergenfield, New Jersey. Thank you for listening.